Well, here in this country, more than 65,000 students now attend online charter schools. They're publicly funded and privately run, just like brick-and-mortar charter schools. But students access their teachers and lessons almost entirely online. Last year, virtual charter schools collected more than $1 billion in taxpayer money, and most of it went to two for-profit companies. But reports show virtual charter schools have been plagued by poor student outcomes and lawsuits. Online charter advocates promised things would go differently in North Carolina. But as Jess Clark of Here and Now contributor WUNC reports, the first-year test results are disappointing.
And that's what we're talking about today.
It looks a lot like Saturday morning at the Thompson household in Benson, North Carolina, a rural area south of Raleigh. Three girls sit in the kitchen, dressed in comfy sweats, each slouched in front of a glowing laptop. But this is 11 a.m. on a Monday, and while the Thompson girls aren't in a classroom, they are in school.
This is a less stressful situation because you kind of see how laid back they are. They're not being rushed to hurry up and finish this.
That's the girl's mother, Tammy Thompson. Last school year, she enrolled her three kids in North Carolina Virtual Academy, or NCVA, one of the state's two virtual charter schools. Thompson worked as a child nutritionist for 15 years in the local public schools. She says the environment felt unsafe, and she thought students weren't getting the attention they needed.
We had a foster child that lived with us, and I met her in the sixth grade at my school, and she couldn't even read, and nobody figured it out. I figured it out. She couldn't read. And she had made it all the way to the sixth grade, not reading.
At the breakfast table, 8-year-old Abigail Thompson clicks lightning fast through multiple choice math problems. She says kids picked on her in regular public school. The virtual experience, she says, is much better.
You don't have to get bullied, and you still can make friends.
Mm-hmm. Do you still make friends through your school?
When we have open chat, we can either chat to our friends through the chat box or through the microphone.
Not all virtual charter school students are doing as well as Abigail. The state's two virtual charters, NCVA and North Carolina Connections Academy, fell far short of expected student academic growth on state tests. In fact, the schools have the two lowest student growth scores in the entire state.
Are our scores what we wanted? They're not, but we're going to improve.
Joel Medley is the top administrator for NCVA. He says the school has added more staff and extra supports for students who struggle in math. When it comes to the low growth score, Medley says he looks at growth differently.
If you talk to those families, the statements that they are giving us about the schooling that they received this year compared to where they have come from, that's the difference. That's part of the growth. If you have students that are behind, you can't turn them around completely in 1 year. It takes time. And that's all that we're saying is give us the time with the 4 years.
4 years is the amount of time state lawmakers gave NCVA and Connections Academy to run. Lawmakers call it a pilot program. But pilot or not, the program makes for an expensive experiment. The schools receive just about as much per student as the state's traditional public schools and charters. In 2 years, they've collected more than $30 million. And they have more than 3,000 students statewide. Todd Zebarth is with the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools. He says that's a lot of kids to have on the line in a pilot program.
Those numbers are probably too high, at least out of the gate. Why don't we see if these operators can succeed maybe with a few hundred kids?
Zebarth says he thinks the reason operators are starting out so big is because they want to make more money. After all, these are for-profit companies running these schools. Mark Jewell leads the state's largest teachers association, which opposed the opening of virtual charters.
When you have a track record of students that are not performing and you have companies coming in that are making a profit off of the work that's being done on the back of our students, that's troubling and very concerning for us as educators.
Despite the concerns of educators, virtual charter school operators continue to hold sway with state lawmakers. K-12, the company that manages NCVA, has 5 lobbyists registered at the North Carolina State House.
What great English explorer and sea captain, Sir Francis Drake? Sir Francis Drake.
The schools also have happy parents, like Tammy Thompson. Thompson says NCVA's for-profit nature doesn't bother her. Neither do its low test scores, even though one of her kids tested below grade level last year.
It doesn't bother you that the scores, the state scores are low?
No. The testing is not. I see what my kids do daily. That test does not say who my kids are.
Under the terms of the pilot program, the virtual charter schools can grow 20% each year, and both schools say they intend to do so. That means next year, the two schools could enroll more than 4,000 students in a program critics say is already underperforming. For Here and Now, I'm Jess Clark.